Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Maria Ross is here, too, folks. Maria has been an actress. She's been a wine columnist. She's an author. Her book is called Branding Basics, and now that's her beat as the founder and the chief strategist for Red Slice, organization that helps companies just like yours and mine put our best foot forward in the marketplace, especially in the area of building and leveraging our brands, making them into power brands, she says. And she's here to talk to us about that. Maria Ross, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Now, tell me about this actress gig.
Oh, that's just a sideline gig. I do theater and short film in what spare time I have.
Where could we see you? Is there
No, nothing you probably
huh?
have seen me in.
What about YouTube? Yeah. Is there something up on YouTube?
I actually don't know.
Well, we're going to need to know that when you come back next time. You're going to need to bring us a place where we can go. So, and the wine columnist thing. What's that gig all about?
I wrote for several years for IntoWine.com. I'm sort of I'm a wine lover, but I am not a sommelier, so I take a very novice approach to enjoying your wine. Any wine you like is a good wine.
I like that. No, I'm a wine lover. I'm more a wine lover, too, and so I'm interested. We'll have to talk more about that.
I find a lot of entrepreneurs are wine lovers. So.
But these credentials are all part of your brand, aren't they?
They're
all part of the brand that is Maria Ross. And
yes,
for small business owners, a lot of times the brand of our small business is the collection of all of our credentials, all of our experiences, more so than say, like Nike Swoosh, right?
Oh, absolutely. I think the biggest misconception that small businesses have is that their brand is just their logo. And your logo is simply one visual representation of your brand, but it is not your brand. Your brand is really the essence and core of what you promise to your customers.
All it is the mushroom sticking up out of the ground. The infrastructure for that mushroom, the support, all the things that make it healthy are in some ways a little bit below the ground, aren't they? In the things that you do, the way you treat your customers, the things that you do to prepare for excellence, those kinds of things, aren't they? Those are all part
Absolutely.
Of a small business
brand.
Absolutely.
And it's just like, clothing doesn't make the person necessarily. You've got a personality and skills and talents, and your logo is just the clothes that your company is wearing.
Right.
But it's really about being able to deliver the value that you promise to the marketplace. So like you said, sort of what's underneath the covers, and you can't just slap a coat of brand paint over something, as I like to say.
Or lipstick on a pig, right?
Lipstick on a pig, exactly. You've got to actually live, eat, and breathe the brand and the value that you're promising to your customers, whatever that is.
Which includes hiring good people that can extend your brand, training them well, giving them the responsibility and the authority to take care of customers. I mean, those are all key elements. See, big companies would like to be able to do that. They'd like to be able to extend their quality control out to the last mile, but they have a hard time doing that because it's a long way from headquarters to the last mile. Small business owners can actually affect the quality of that last mile, that the truck driver all the way out to the customer. They can do that in a way that really becomes a great part of their brand, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, small businesses definitely have an advantage because they're much closer to their customers, and like you said, there's a little bit more influence over the day to day. It's what I call operationalizing your brand. It's making sure that the brand promise that you have, that you're conveying through your visual look and feel or your logo, is actually embedded in every single part of your business, like you're talking about, who you hire, what it's like to buy from you, just the experience of your packaging. of your store decor. All of that has to align with a brand strategy, but you have to actually determine what that brand strategy is before you go off willy-nilly doing all these tactics.
Well, you know, if a customer calls up, and I'll give you an example. I called a company that I was doing business with, and they were going to deliver something from me from another city next over, and a business next door to them had something that I would like to have had delivered at the same time. It wouldn't have cost them anything except the time to put it on the truck and bring it to and unload it, help me unload it. And I called a person who wasn't even a manager in that company, and I said, would you guys mind bringing that over with your load? And you know what that person said? Absolutely, we'll be glad to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that employee was empowered to make me happy. And that told me a lot of that. That was, in my mind, that was their brand at that moment.
Yep. And that's huge. I mean, that's about what I call, you know, customer delight.
Right.
What can you do that's going to surprise somebody or something they're not expecting?
I've told that story twice on the air.
Yeah, now here you are talking about them.
Yeah.
So that's how you get word of mouth. That's how you get buzz.
And that's what you call a power. When you get to that point, you're approaching the power brand status, aren't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, I use the power brand analogy to show small businesses that it's not about the big company budgets. You can have a really powerful, compelling brand in your small business sphere. And what you can do is you can learn from the bigger brands and see what the five main characteristics of power brands are among the big guys and apply those to the small business world.
Well, give us a couple of give us one or two of the in this segment of the what you think the power brand characteristics are.
Well, number one, people are proud to say that they work or partner or shop with your company.
Right.
So, you know, big companies, we can think of Apple, we can think of even Harley Davidson. It's sort of a badge of honor to work with them or provide services for them or affiliate yourself with them. So as a small business owner, what that means is, you know, are people referring business to you? Are they talking about you on Yelp? Are they, you know, just talking about you in terms of what shopping at your store or using your services, does that say something about them and make them look good?
And so they become either word of mouth or user generated content where they, like you mentioned, Yelp or Facebook or whatever they may talk about you in a positive way. That basically replaces your marketing budget to some degree, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're evangelists that you're not even paying. I mean, think of Harley Davidson loyalists who tattoo the company's logo on their body. You know, I mean, that's something
Harley Davidson, but I have to say that I draw the line there with the ink. Maria, give us your website, please. Tell us how we can find your book.
Sure. It's red-slice.com, and the book is called Branding Basics for Small Business. It's available on Amazon and barnesandnoble.com as well.
Maria Ross, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back with me after these messages. We got a lot more to come. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.